As it happens, on January 24th, 1848, James W. Marshall, an employee of John Sutter, accidentally, no less, discovered gold while building a sawmill near Coloma, California. Efforts to keep the discovery secret failed, and the gold rush was quickly on. We began and ended the set with Dan Fogelberg, Sutter's Mill, and The Power of Gold, that latter one a collaboration with Tim Weisberg. In between, we heard from Bob Dylan with The Days of 49, Neil Young, Heart of Gold, and John Stewart's hit from a couple of years back, with a little help from Stevie Nicks, called simply Gold. January 24th, 1848. Almost 140 years ago. Now, if you think we've done that prematurely, there's a good reason for it. We are booked solid the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, of course, we will be broadcasting the tapes from our party that takes place next Sunday. And if you don't know about that, I'll have some details for you in just a bit. And next Sunday, to give us a break, what we're going to do is rerun the Joni Mitchell special from 8 to 11 a.m. 1 week from today. That was originally done back about a year ago, and we have had a number of requests in the time since to do it again, and next week looks like a perfect opportunity. So all you Joni Mitchell fans out there, next Sunday morning between 8 and 11 a.m. right here on Mixed Bag. Today, in the final hour of the program, the inimitable Leon Redbone will be our guest, and we've got a featured artist for you as well right after these messages.
If all you get from your job is a regular paycheck, maybe it's time to think about getting more. The Century 21 system announces Career Opportunity Week. It's your opportunity to find out what a career in real estate sales can offer you. As a Century 21 professional, you can earn what you want to earn, work independently, and you can take advantage of our exclusive Career Track training, one of the most comprehensive programs the industry has to offer. Call your nearest Century 21 office to find out more, and mark your calendar now for Career Opportunity Week. It's time to make a date with your future.
Put number one to work for you, Century 21.
Come join them for the Century 21 Career Opportunity Weeks, January 12th through the 18th. Call any of the Century 21 offices in the tri-state area for further details. It's one opportunity you won't want to miss. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Look at your watch. If your nose were stuffed right this minute and you sprayed it with Duration Nasal Spray, it would already be going to work on your congestion. No other nasal spray starts to work faster, and Duration Relief continues for up to 12 hours with the longest-lasting nasal decongestant you can buy, the one doctors recommend most. So if you want a nasal spray that works fast and long, it's time to buy Duration. Duration Nasal Spray. Use only as directed.
It's 39 degrees and cloudy at 27 minutes before 9 o'clock. Pete Fornichal back with you on Mixed Bag. And yesterday would have been the late Jim Croce's 44th birthday. He was born on January 10th, 1943 in Philadelphia. Began playing guitar professionally at the age of 18 when he entered Villanova University. Moved to New York City in 1967, did an unsuccessful debut for Capitol Records in 1969, a real collector's item at this point, but really didn't hit his stride and have success until he teamed with Terry Cashman and Tommy West in the early 70s. And, of course, as you know, at the absolute height of his stardom, he was killed in a plane crash in Louisiana on September 20th, 1973. The music lives on. Jim Croce, our featured artist on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.
She knew it. well, and sometimes hate it.
That's our featured artist, the late Jim Croce, with New York's Not My Home, I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song, and Operator. We'll hear some of Jim's rockers in the next hour, and I'll have those party details for you after these.
I felt like I was sitting on the bottom rung of a ladder, feeling sorry for myself, and out of nowhere, someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, there's a way up.
That's military intelligence specialist Victoria Noh.
It all started when I started thinking about my future. I didn't want to just take the first job that came along. I wanted a career. But there was just no way I could pay for college. Then I talked to an Army recruiter. I told him the only way I'd join the Army was if I'd get a valuable skill and money for college. He told me if I qualified, he could guarantee it, in writing, and he did. Now I'm an Army translator, and that translates into money for college.
The Army offers programs that can help you accumulate over $25,000 for college. If you want to learn more, talk to your local Army recruiter.
I'll tell you one reason I joined the Army, to get money for college.
Army, all that you can be.
But I'm also getting a lot of self-respect.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
It's January. White sales, presidential inaugurations, lots of snow, the Super Bowl. But best of all, it's the Wiz January Home Entertainment Blast.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
The Wiz, New York's number one audio, video, and home appliance chain, is clearing out stereo rack systems, personal portables, compact discs, TVs, VCRs, with even more unbeatable prices on everything than ever before. Every January, the Wiz makes a clean sweep for the new year. So chase away the January chill with a sharp 19-inch color TV at an unbeatable Wiz price, $199. Or how about a sharp VHS VCR with wireless remote at a heartwarming $249? The Wiz, warming up the coldest of winters with the hottest prices. The Wiz January Home Entertainment Blast, going on now with 19 stores throughout New York, New Jersey, Long Island, and Westchester.
8:45, Pete Fornatel back with you on Mixed Bag for this January 11th, and we are 1 week away from our fourth anniversary party this year at the Village Gate, located at Bleecker and Thompson Streets in the Village, and here's where we stand. There are just a handful of 1750 tickets left. You can get those through Ticketmaster. Their number is 212-307-7171. That's 307-7171. And there are still a limited number of those special $50 champagne brunch tickets available, with all proceeds going to benefit Folkworks, the public interest production company. And you can arrange for those directly with Folkworks today or later this week at their number, which is 212-807-6896. That's 807-6896. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's going to be a diverse group of artists sharing a magical afternoon of music at the Village Gate. The music will begin about 1:30, and the champagne brunch will precede that by a couple of hours, 11:30 noontime, in that vicinity. You can find out all the details from the folks at Folkworks, 212-807-6896. See some of you next Sunday. In other business, the Grammy Award nominations were made this week. We'll no doubt do our alternative Grammy sometime in February to coincide with the broadcast of that program. But, you know, I was certainly heartened to see how well people like Paul Simon did and Steve Winwood. And there is also a revitalized folk category in the Grammys. It had been dormant for some time, but has been reinstituted, and the five nominees in that category, suppose we should do this alphabetically so as not to show any favor. The Tribute to Steve Goodman album was nominated in that category. Nancy Griffith, the Last of the True Believers. Peter, Paul, and Mary's new album was nominated, No Easy Walk to Freedom. The German Afternoons Collection by John Prine received a Grammy nomination in the folk category. And finally, Loudon Wainwright III and his most recent album were nominated. We're going to sample all five of them this morning on Mixed Bag. And let's begin with this selection by Arlo Guthrie from the Tribute to Steve Goodman at WNEW-FM.
You know, I got to tell you a story that's been told before. And that is that back in 1972, I was watching the film of Stevie, and he didn't tell it quite right. I remember I was playing in Richard Harding's club there, the Quiet Night, and after the show, Richard come up to me and said, "Look, somebody wants to play you a song." And I said, oh, no. Don't make me listen to songs now. Because sometimes, you know, it could be really terrible. People come up to you playing the worst songs in the world, and you don't know what to say and do and stuff. But I looked around the corner. There was a nice-looking young guy there, and I said, what can I do for you? He said, look, I just want to play you one song. I said, I'll tell you what. You buy me a beer, and I'll sit here and I'll drink it. And as long as it lasts, well, you can do anything you want. I sat down with the beer and took out his guitar, and he played me this song. Turned out to be one of the finer beers in my life. It wasn't long after that we recorded this thing and did fairly well. And I remember one morning I woke up, somebody said, did you hear about that song? I said, what? They said they played it on the moon. I said, what? They woke up the astronauts playing this song on the moon. I always figured that was one of the greatest things. Probably not, but maybe. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee. Rolling down of the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers, but please refrain. This train got the disappearing railroad.
Oh, he said it was the sound of the winter calling. I'm up around the bend, or it could be the cry of your restless heart, or the love of your long-lost friend. Oh, but we think it's just the summertime and the heat of these Texas winds. They keep on slapping my face with dust so thick that the tears won't roll again. Last of the true believers, if you're grown weary all alone, you could go home again. They say love doesn't last that long, and the ghost of the one that you love the best is bound to be
long gone. So you fall for the one you believe in, and take pride in the heart you hold. 'Cause when the wintertime pounds upon your door, it's shelter from the cold. Last of the true believers, if you're grown weary all alone, you can go home again, home again, home. Last of the true believers, you pack your things and go back home. You can go home again, home again, home again, home. Well, it looks like home again, home again, home. Oh, I could go home again, home again, home. Well, he brings me home again, home again, home.
With me, and every step I heard a liberty. Though he's fallen, gone a million behind. Glory, hallelujah, gonna make it this time. No easy walk to freedom. No easy walk to freedom. Keep on walking and you shall be free. That's how we're gonna make history. Across the ocean, the blood's running warm. I hear it coming, there's a thunder and storm. Just like he lived it, you know that it's true. Nelson Mandela, now we're walking with you. No easy walk to freedom. No easy walk to freedom. Keep on walking and you shall be free. That's how we're gonna make history. Oh, no easy walk to freedom. No easy walk to freedom. Keep on walking and you shall be free. That's how we're gonna change history. Good me. Come home late and you come home early. You come home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So when words come over, oh, what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, I've been running just to be on the run. Well, I got a heart that burns with a fever. And I got a worried and a jealous man. Well, I can't love it'll last forever. You left so far behind. So what in the world come over you? So what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
I woke up this morning, didn't feel that bad. Last night was definitely not one of the worst I'd ever had. Ate a nice dinner, drank a few drinks. Didn't miss you, baby, no matter what you say. Went back to my hotel room, I went straight to bed. that mama didn't cry. And I did not wish I was dead. I'm all right. I woke up this morning and I didn't have the blues. So I pulled on my tube socks, I laced up my running shoes. Went up to the reservoir to jog a mile or two. I didn't think about our love and wasn't missing you. Way back to my hotel room, I took a few phone calls. Clean sheets on a made up bed and artwork on the walls. I'm all right. Up this afternoon and I sat up in the bed. There was a gnawing in my gut and a pounding in my head. So I went into the bathroom, to the medicine chest. There was razor blades and sleeping pills and all the rest. But I was in control, baby, I was so relaxed. I found myself my dental floss, my favorite kind, unwaxed. I'm all right.
And there you have them, the five nominees in the folk category of the Grammys. That's Loudon Wainwright III with the title track from his album I'm All Right. John Prine before that from German Afternoons, Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Peter, Paul, and Mary with the title song from No Easy Walk to Freedom. Nancy Griffith, that's the title of her album Last of the True Believers. And we began with Arlo Guthrie from the two-record set Tribute to Steve Goodman and Steve's City of New Orleans. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, Mixed Bag continues after the news at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York.
New ammo at the arms talks. Good morning, I'm Jeff Finch from The Source. And the State Department is recommending that U.S. arms negotiators drop this nation's demand for a ban on mobile long-range missiles when the arms talks resume in Geneva Thursday. Today's New York Times says U.S. experts believe such a ban would force the U.S. to shelve plans for MX and Midget Man missiles moved about on rail lines. 15 Sacramento, California high school students met yesterday with the Soviet Consul General in San Francisco to talk about last fall's less than successful Iceland summit between President Reagan and Soviet leader Gorbachev. One of the students taking part, Mary Siegel, came away reassured.
It was nice to know. They don't want nuclear war any more than we do.
The Sacramento students were asked to the Soviet mission after they sent a letter to Moscow expressing regret that the Iceland summit had not been more fruitful. The state of Connecticut may ask doctors and hospitals to provide the names of people who test positive for the AIDS virus. Today's Greenwich Time newspaper says officials oppose making those names public. You're listening to The Source. Those repeated reports that Israel came up with the idea of funneling Iran arms sales profits to the Contras are not sitting well with Israeli leaders. Prime Minister Shamir and Foreign Minister Peres both said today they just followed Washington's lead. It's a game aimed at teaching responsibility in relationships. Sexploration, where a roll of the dice determines whether or not you'll get married or pregnant. Stanford psychologist Doug Dollar helped create the game. He'd like to see it distributed to other schools.
We don't have the capacities at Stanford to mass-produce the game, but we would be interested in having it marketed through probably the private sector so it could be available not only to other college and universities, but high school settings as well.
The game is available on the Stanford campus. And Denver Broncos quarterback John Elway says his team's ready to meet the Browns in Cleveland today to fight for a Super Bowl berth.
There's no sense going out there tied up in a knot and not playing like we can. We got to go out and be loose and have fun.
The winner of the Denver-Cleveland game will meet the victor of the New York Giants-Washington Redskins matchup that follows in the Super Bowl. And that's news. I'm Jeff Finch from The Source.
Hi,
Hi, this is Pete Fornichal, and WNAW-FM is very pleased to present the 4th Annual Mixed Bag Anniversary Brunch, Sunday, January 18th at the Village Gate. As usual, we'll be featuring some terrific live performances by artists who have appeared on the show. There are a limited number of special $50 champagne brunch tickets available from Folkworks at 807-6896. Make plans to join us at the 4th Annual Mixed Bag Brunch from 1027 WNAW-FM, New York. And as I mentioned earlier, you can also get the last handful of 1750 tickets from Ticketmaster, 307-7171. It's 39 degrees and cloudy, humidity 79%. Our forecast for the game today and beyond: variable cloudiness this afternoon with a chance of a snow flurry, high near 40 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, windy, and cold, low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness, windy, and cold, with a chance of snow flurries, once again high in the upper 30s. Just about 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, Pete Fornichal back with you on Mixed Bag. Leon Redbone will be our guest in the final hour of the program today. And right now, in honor of his birthday yesterday, we've got some Mixed Bag Rod Stewart for you at WNAW-FM.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some are gone, and some remain. All these places
by me, but I rest in my bed once again.
darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love ya. Of course, my steel guitar. 'Cause I know it don't play, but I'll teach you one day, because I love you. I recall the night we knelt and prayed, noticing your face was thin and pale. I found it hard to hide my tears. I felt ashamed, I felt I'd let you down. No mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, couldn't change a thing. No, no. We'll be right back.
still one of the great interpreters when he wants to be. That's Rod Stewart with the Cat Stevens song. First cut is The Deepest, and earlier on with Bob Dylan's Tomorrow, Such a Long Time, and Lennon McCartney's In My Life. We also heard one he wrote himself, that one being Mandolin Wind. 924 at 1027. We'll get back to our featured artist after these messages.
It takes more than empty promises to manage your muscles. It takes a health club with thousands of square feet for you to build on. The new and newly rebuilt Jack LaLanne's, from Long Island to New Jersey. Everything you need to exercise control of your body. Row after row of the latest Nautilus, Paramount, Life Cycle, Olympic-style pools, banked and cushioned tracks. All the know-how you'd expect from America's largest organization of health clubs. So put an end to your mismanaged muscles now with our Phase 3 pre-opening membership.
Call now while the excitement is building and save on a Phase 3 pre-opening membership. Your membership won't start until your club is open. Jack LaLanne Holiday Spa Health Clubs, from Long Island to New Jersey. Not all facilities at all locations.
Power, strength, control. Motivate your muscles now because we have big plans for your body.
Hurry, final days.